Guns and gun control have been a topic of debate in Connecticut and around the nation for the last year and a half or so since the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. This week, just 25 miles from Newtown, that debate took on a new form, a rock cabaret. WSHU's Craig LaMult was at the performance at the Summer Theater of New Canaan and spoke with some of the show's creators about guns and rock music.
Playwright, composer, and director Liz Suedos says she was sick of seeing news reports about gun violence.
Finally, at a certain point, I just said, oh my God, enough. Our country is crazy. We're crazy with this gun thing. And so usually when I have a strong feeling, I make a show about it.
It's not new for her to tackle difficult subjects in her work. She wrote and directed the Tony-nominated musical Runaways, and other works have focused on issues like addiction and racial tension.
I kind of seek out from time to time things that are hot. They're hot to touch. And sometimes they work, and sometimes they don't.
What was new for Suedos this time was how she created the show. Instead of writing it herself, she assembled a group of musicians in their late teens to mid-20s, some of whom were or had been her students at NYU. Under her direction, they wrote a series of rock songs on the subject.
Not necessarily a musical, you know, not necessarily a rock band, but somewhere in between.
Doug Wittick is one of the musicians in the show, which is called Guns, a Cabaret.
Doing something that's rock and roll will engage the audiences with something they're familiar with to talk about something they're uncomfortable with.
Elliot Morse wrote a song called Aftermath about the Florida case in which Neighborhood Watch volunteer George Zimmerman shot unarmed teenager Trayvon Martin.
I wanted it to be this chorus of voices speaking as George Zimmerman's consciousness, or rather his the voice in the back of his head speaking to him after the fact.
Yeah, you are.
Many of the songs use humor to make satirical points.
We have a big number called The Gun Show.
It's a gun show.
Americans cheer.
For the gun show.
We'll come back every year.
To our gun show.
Buy two guns, get free beer at the gun show.
In one song, PJ Adzema performs in the character of a child who finds his parents' gun.
Daddy's got a bright big toy that lives in a wooden box. And I just need to find a way to open up the locks. Then I'll get some.
No matter what side of the debate you're on, a child getting shot in the head with their parents' gun is a tragedy.
I want to rile up people a little bit.
Suedo says they didn't make an effort to balance the show's argument about guns.
This piece is clearly, without question, anti-guns. And it needs to be.
A lot of people say the problem is not the guns. There's a lot of other problems leading to this gun violence. And what we need to focus on is responsible gun ownership. And what the problem is criminals having guns. If we enforce existing gun laws and teach responsible gun ownership, then we won't have the kind of violence that we've seen.
You should be in the show. What you've said is completely coherent and it's palatable. It's just non-existent and impossible to do in this country right now.
She says that's because gun rights groups oppose legislation she says could accomplish that. Elliot Moore says the show does include one song about a gun owner called Normal Average Everyday Guy.
Where the guy talks about, you know, the fact that he has followed all of the rules and that he's done everything right, and yet he's still vilified.
Unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to share that point of view on Wednesday night. The show was cut short by a thunderstorm.
Nonviolence is our action.
But after a night of songs lamenting gun violence and before the audience scattered, Suedos took the mic and said there is hope.
Is an explosive event.
The creation of peace is an explosive event.
Craig LaMult, WSHU News.
Nonviolence is our action.
Pacifism is not passive.
Pacifism is
the creation of peace is an explosive event.
The creation of peace is an explosive event.
And it sounds like bang, bang, bang.